Oh, snap! It's another Snap review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap review is for the game 10 Essentials by John Isley. It's published by Trailside Games and distributed by Education Outdoors. The side of the box says 2 to 4 players, ages 6 and up, and playtime about 30 minutes. We'd say it probably could be played with 5 players. Ages 6 and up is about right. There's a little bit of reading and addition up to 50. And the 30-minute playtime is actually a little bit longer than what our plays have been. Ours have mostly been in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 minutes. So, Asher, you want to tell us about how you play the game, 10 Essentials?
Sure. Everyone is dealt 10 cards. It's a draw and play game, so you draw a card at the beginning of your turn, and you play a card. At the beginning of the game, if you have a gray card that says hike, that's the first card you want to play.
Right, you have to play a hike card to start what the rules call your action pile before you can play any scoring cards. However, if you didn't have a hike card, there is still something you can play, right, Asher?
Yep, you can discard any card you would like.
Or you can play danger cards on somebody else who has started hiking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the points cards first, and then we'll talk about the danger cards.
Okay.
What can you tell me about the points cards, Asher?
So the kinds of point cards are miles, wildlife, and scenic. The wildlife and scenic are, wildlife is 2 to 4, scenic is 4 to 6, and miles is 3, 5, and 10.
And 7.
Yeah, and 7.
So normally you get points by playing a point card on your turn into your action pile. However, if you don't have any point cards to play, or if you haven't played a hike card, what is the other kind of cards you can play, Asher?
You can play danger cards, or you can discard a card.
So what's a danger card like?
It is a orange card, and it has a little picture, and it says what it's called on the top. And then in the bottom, there's a little rectangle with round corners, and it says negate with something. And there's also stuff that gets rid of it, which is a green card. And for example, it's dark, negate with illumination. And there's an illumination card, and it's green, and it shows a little picture of like a headlight. And at the bottom, there's a rectangle too, and it's a negates dark.
Alright, so there's 10 different hazard cards, these orange cards. Each one is different. And then there's 2 copies of each essential item that can negate a hazard. So you've got everything from dark, which is negated with illumination, like Asher said, to damaged gear, which you fix with a repair tool. So if you play a danger card on somebody, what can they do?
If they have the correct card that gets rid of it, they can play it on their next turn. But you can still play 3 miles cards and wildlife if you have a danger card. But it would be best to just get rid of it so you can still play the high cards.
So you can still play your high point cards, which you can't do when you have a danger card. It's worth noting there are 2 evacuate cards in the deck. This is a special kind of danger card. It's red, and you have to negate it with a new hike card. If you've got an evacuate card, you cannot play any cards until you play a hike card.
Yep. The only thing you can do is discard cards.
That's right. The goal of the game is to be the first player to get to 50 points in your action pile, whether you do that through miles cards, scenery, wildlife, or some combination. So, what do you think about 10 Essentials, Asher?
I think it's a pretty good game.
All right. I'll say it feels to me a lot like Meal Born for older gamers out there like me, with the nice little addition that it is still possible to work on your point pile even if you've had a hazard played on you. You just are working on it more slowly. So it's a simple draw and play game. There's a strong take that element because you're always playing these dangers on each other, trying to slow down all of the other players. You probably noticed in our review we talked about how you need to play a hike card. I would recommend seeding the deck with some hike cards near the top, or making sure that each person has one hike card in their starting hand. Otherwise, sometimes there's a lot of drawing before you can even start playing cards into your own scoring pile, and that can feel very uneven.
Once it happened to us, and almost all the hike cards were at the bottom, and we had to draw, 10 more cards to get the next hike card. And, no one had a hike card yet.
So, Asher, you said it's a pretty good game. Yeah. How would you rate 10 Essentials on a scale of 1 to 5?
I give it a 3. Actually, a 2.5.
Yeah. It's an okay game. Like I said, there's a lot of take that, and not a lot of anything else. I do like it as a kinder, gentler take that game, but there's just not a whole lot here. That said, it comes in a great weatherproof tin. It's a nice compact game, a pretty standard size deck of cards. So it is a pretty decent one to take camping or hiking. So that's 10 Essentials in a snap.